Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, Leo Weston here, and welcome back to the Dopamine Reset Protocol. Ever feel like you're running on a hamster wheel? Always chasing that finish line, but never quite getting there? Today we're diving headfirst into the swamp of procrastination and clawing our way out to build some serious productivity superpowers. You know that feeling when you have a million things on your plate, but you just can't seem to get started on anything? You scroll through social media, research, read, binge watch, YouTube videos, or suddenly discover a deep and fascinating hole in the carpet you need to investigate. We've all been there. But listen up, because I'm about to spill the tea on how to break free from this procrastination prison and become productivity ninjas. First things first, let's talk about understanding why we procrastinate. It's not just laziness, folks. Procrastination often stems from fear. Fear of failure, fear of success, even fear of judgment. We avoid tasks that seem daunting or overwhelming because our brains are wired to seek pleasure and avoid pain. And tackling those scary projects? Well, that's definitely more pain than pleasure, at least initially. So, how do we rewire those pesky brain circuits? Here are 5 golden nuggets to help you conquer procrastination and build unstoppable productivity. 1. Embrace the power of small wins. Ever heard the saying, Rome wasn't built in a day? It's true. Break down those massive projects into smaller, more manageable chunks. Celebrate every little victory along the way. It builds momentum and keeps you motivated. Think of it like climbing a mountain. Instead of looking at the whole daunting peak, focus on conquering one step at a time. 2. Find your flow zone. We all have times when we're laser focused and get things done with incredible efficiency. That's your flow zone. Identify what triggers this state for you. Maybe it's music, silence, a specific environment, or even a particular type of drink, coffee. Anyone? Once you know your flow triggers, schedule your most challenging tasks during those peak productivity hours. 3. The Pomodoro Technique is your BFF. This technique involves working in focused 25-minute bursts followed by short breaks. It's like giving your brain mini vacations to recharge and stay fresh. Trust me, it's a game changer. You can use an app or simply set a timer. The key is to maintain that laser focus during those work sprints. 4. Silence your inner critic. That nagging voice in your head telling you you're not good enough? Yeah, shut it down. Negative self-talk is procrastination's best friend. Replace those harsh thoughts with positive affirmations and remind yourself of your past successes. You've got this. 5. Reward yourself like a boss. Celebrate your accomplishments, big and small. Treat yourself to something you enjoy, a delicious meal, a relaxing bath, or that new game you've been eyeing. When you associate productivity with positive rewards, you'll be more motivated to keep the momentum going. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a brilliant writer who always dreams of finishing her novel. She starts strong, brimming with excitement, but then the dreaded procrastination monster strikes. Emails pile up, social media becomes a black hole, and those dusty chapters remain unfinished. Sarah's anxiety skyrockets, her confidence plummets, and the dream feels increasingly out of reach. Sound familiar? But here's the twist. Sarah decides to implement some of these productivity tips. She breaks down the novel into manageable chapters, sets aside specific writing time in her calendar, and rewards herself with guilt-free Netflix binges after completing each chapter. Slowly but surely, she starts seeing progress. The self-doubt fades, replaced by a sense of accomplishment. And you know what? Sarah finishes her novel. Remember, overcoming procrastination isn't about being perfect. It's about taking small steps, celebrating wins, and rewiring your brain to embrace productivity. You have the power within you to achieve your goals. Don't let procrastination hold you back. So, are you ready to ditch the procrastination habit and unleash your inner productivity powerhouse? Take action today. Choose one tip from this episode and implement it into your routine. Share your progress with me on social media. And remember, every small step counts towards creating a more fulfilling and productive life. Until next time, keep crushing it!
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.